Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I am mentally ready for what I have to do next year. Being away from home so much is probably the hardest part of it, you know what I mean? It's very hard to be away from home so much, because the better you do, the less time you're going to have at home.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, the fixtures for next year's League of Ireland season have been released. Ruben Amorim says, "Are you not entertained?" as his Manchester United side draw 4-4 with Bournemouth. And Evan Ferguson plays his first full Serie A game for Roma, who are just 3 points off the top. First up today, that the fixtures for the new League of Ireland season have been released. For the second season in a row, Bohemians will host their opening game at the Aviva Stadium on the first weekend in the SSE Airtricity Men's Premier Division. This time they play Pats. It was Shamrock Rovers last season and it had a crowd of 33,208, a record crowd for the Premier Division. It'll take place on Sunday the 8th of February and once again kickoff will be 2 o'clock. The season kicks off on Friday the 6th. Champions Shamrock Rovers play last season's First Division champions Dundalk at Halle Stadium. Derry City and Sligo Rovers will meet at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. John Daly's first match as Waterford boss will be at home to Shelburne, and Galway United will be at home to Drogheda United. The First Division starts the following week. Cork City start life back in the second tier with a Munster derby against Treaty United at Turner's Cross. And the Women's Premier Division will kick off on Saturday the 14th of March. Champions Athlone Town will be away to Sligo Rovers. Sean Russell's first game as Shelburne boss will be against his former side, Treaty United. One player who won't be involved in next season is Shamrock Rovers defender Josh Honahan. The Corkman's decided to join League One promotion chasers Lincoln City in January, according to Dan McDonnell of the Irish Independent. It's believed the clubs have reached an agreement on an initial fee in the region of €500,000. Lincoln are currently third in League One. They're 2 points off the automatic promotion places. Rovers are back in action on Thursday night. They have their final game in the Conference League, which is at home to Hamrun Spartans of Malta. It's unclear if Honahan will play in that game. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim admits their 4-4 draw with Bournemouth at Old Trafford last night was a fun game for everyone at home. United missed the chance to go into the Premier League's top five. The Portuguese coach feels his side should have had a greater advantage at half time when they just led by 2-1.
If you look at the game, you can think that we lost the 2 points in the second half. I think we lost the 2 points in the first half. We should have more goals. It should be a different result in the half-time.
The United boss added he believes most fans will accept the 4-4 draw because they were entertained. Amorim feels the performance was much more like when they were winning titles under Alex Ferguson.
They are desperate to be inspired when they come to Old Trafford. Today was inspiring, I think, because of Bournemouth, but in the end that's that feeling of frustration not winning the game.
Bournemouth scored late on to get the draw, although they were 3-2 up at one stage in the second half. Ellie Junior Kruppi levelled in the 84th minute to ensure they left with at least a point. And manager Andoni Iraola says the match had everything.
Moments where you think, OK, we're going to lose. Moments where you think, OK, we have this one and we are comfortable. But even at the end, no, I think we've had in the last minute the two clearest chances, no, from Brooksy both. And I was like, maybe we win this one.
Evan Ferguson played his first full 90 minutes for Roma in Serie A last night. They beat Como, managed by Cesc Fabregas, 1-0 at the Stadio Olimpico. Brazilian Wesley got the only goal of the game in the second half. Roma are up to fourth place. They are 3 points behind Inter at the top. It's Ferguson's second start in a row after his 2 goals against Celtic in the Europa League last week. However, ahead of the game, Roma director Ricky Massara said it was premature to talk about Ferguson's future at the club, and he shrugged off questions about Joshua Zirkzee's talks with Manchester United. Roma's next game is away to Juventus. Cole Palmer won't be involved for Chelsea tonight in their Carabao Cup quarterfinal away to Cardiff. Enzo Maresca says he needs to be protected after a series of injuries. The Italian's also been full of praise for Cardiff manager Brian Barry Murphy from Cork, who he worked with at Manchester City.
He's doing a great job. They are also top of the league. They are, as you said, playing nice football, winning games. And we need to pay attention. We need to be careful because, again, we can achieve something important. That is the third semi-final in 18 months.
And Brian Barry Murphy says he wants his players to take the game to Chelsea, although he knows it won't be an easy task.
A team of this calibre is clearly going to have the ball for spells of the game. And we have to show all different facets of our game to be in really good shape to compete with them. But then we can do, you know, we've some pretty good players ourselves, and it's about trying to show that as much as possible.
Cardiff striker Callum Robinson will be hoping to add to his impressive record against Chelsea. The Ireland international has scored 5 goals in his last 3 games against them.
It's not all the time, obviously, players score that many goals against a team like Chelsea over the years. So, yeah, as I said, it stuck with me quite a bit throughout my career.
On this morning's Green Scene with Matthew Brennan on Off the Ball Breakfast alongside Ger Gilroy and Colin Buhig, three lads pondered just how far Barry Murphy could go in his managerial career.
This promotion, win the title this year, sky's the limit, really.
This is the thing, with the Cardiff are a big club in that context as well. Like, Cardiff have no business being in League One, really, with everything, all things considered. So when they go up, there'll be a bit of investment there. They've got an owner who is ambitious. He is ambitious regardless of all the other sort of stuff that he kind of is known for.
And would you stay there?
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like Brian Barry Murphy's a project manager too. Like, you know, I feel like he likes a project.
He'll be out in a couple of years, like. Because a project would, for me, suggest temporary arrangement.
No, sorry, I would say, no, I think he would want to build something with Cardiff. Like, that would be my kind of interpretation. But then again, it depends who comes calling. Like, I mean, he was half linked with that Middlesbrough job, which would have been a great move. But it's just kind of, he's only there a couple of months, you know?
You know, to your question there, was like, I am of the feeling these days, staying is good.
Go on.
I think you can move prematurely. Football only, not life. Football. I think Brian Barry Murphy likes the idea.
Rob Edwards.
He likes a certain control, right? And I think it was really intelligent that he took that Cardiff job in League One, because, like you said, they have no business being the third tier of English football.
And I kind of had a bit of a hunch that he would have taken that job because of all that young talent that they do have. And then he was on and with us, and he kind of said that himself, that this is one of the factors as to why I took the job. And interestingly, they played in the... I'm actually not sure what the sponsor of the trophy is now, but it was the Johnstone Payne Trophy, the JPT, you know, the kind of the EFL trophy. And they were playing in like a playoff round of that. And he played kids, like, I mean, 16, 17, 18 year olds. And they were bet out of place. I think they lost 4-5. And he was kind of asked about it after the game. Now, teams don't tend to take it that seriously. They sort of end up in a semi-final or a quarter-final.
Yeah,
and it's a case of, okay, we'll throw the team out now because we'll get a day out in Wembley. And they were beaten, and he was asked about it after the game, and he basically just said, if I could do it again, I'd play lads even younger.
Right.
So this is his shtick, like, you know, and it's not a bad shtick to have.
But there was a really interesting thing about, I don't know if we've got time for this or not, but when he was at Rochdale, he talked about wanting to be a manager of a team who allowed the players to be in control of the ball, because that's always what he wanted. But retrospectively, he realises that actually they needed to be a bit more direct at times. And I just thought that was really interesting, that like he's got this reflection. And when we were talking to him about a style of play, he's like, I want to win. And so there's a hard enough edge there. Maybe you're right. Maybe the thing to do is to stay. It's just that you'll have a reputation that is burnished by everybody going Pep, Maresca, you know, there's a production line of talent there, and you back that up with a winning football and a winning culture. And maybe the right thing to do is you stay and you build and you leave just as you get into the Premier League.
Yeah, maybe that is what the plan is. I don't know.
Couple of seasons in the Championship.
Yeah, and that would be no harm, like, because he's not the youngest of managers. He's not a Conor Howard, and like, he's 10 or 12 years older than Conor Howard.
47,
but he's not experienced in. As being the main man, like, he obviously had that stint at Rochdale, which was mixed. It was okay, but I'm sure he's learned a lot from managing a team that the expectations of Cardiff are totally different to what the expectations of Rochdale would have been. So he doesn't have a lot of experience, but he has different experiences within the work that he has done, you know.
If you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe expects Dan Byrne to be out for around a month after he went off injured in Sunday's Weartown derby loss to Sunderland.
That was a big blow for us. I think he's been excellent in recent weeks. So it's a rib problem with some issue with his lungs. So we wish him well. It will be probably around 4 to 6 weeks.
The England defender did try to play on after a first-half challenge with opposition fullback Nordi Mukele. League Cup holders Newcastle will look to bounce back from that 1-0 loss when they host Fulham in the quarter-finals tomorrow. Rangers are up to third place in the Scottish Premiership after a 1-0 win at home to Hibs. Defender Emmanuel Fernandez scored the only goal of the game at Ibrox, and manager Danny Rowe says he was delighted with their defensive display.
To have a clean sheet again, I think at the end, I wish me in the future that we were clinical with our transition moments, then we can really kill the game and bring it home.
Former Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers has taken over as the new manager of Saudi Pro League side Al-Qadsiyah. The 52-year-old Antrim man, who also had spells in charge of Liverpool, Leicester and Swansea, left the Scottish champions in October. He's joined at his new club by assistant John Kennedy. Al-Qadsiyah are currently fifth in the Saudi Pro League after their first 9 matches. And finally, Off the Ball have launched a new football podcast this week with Ben Symes, Matthew Brennan and David Wilson. Episode 1 of Outside the Box focused on a look back on Irish football in 2025. Ben's trip to Iceland to follow Shamrock Rovers' exploits in Europe, and a deep dive into Heimir Hallgrímsson's background and how the best of the Irish got on over the weekend. Here, Ben, David and Matthew debate whether Irish fans are getting a bit ahead of themselves ahead of the World Cup playoff with the Czech Republic in March.
Like, that Sunday is up there with one of the greatest days I've ever had.
Well, I think that Thursday to Sunday is probably the best moment that we've had in our lives as Irish football fans, the fans of the international team.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, there's obviously been some great days. We've had Germany. We haven't had a whole lot in between. We had Wales, but
like 4 or 5 days back to back. Like
as far as a stretch of positivity in Irish football goes, it doesn't get much better than. Well, it hasn't been much better than that, in our lifetimes anyway. I would say.
I don't know if I felt euphoria like I felt on that Sunday. Like I don't know if the feeling of the Robbie Brady goal is the same euphoria that I felt on the Sunday when Troy Parrott.
And it's amazing as well. I was talking to a few people who were like, you know, it'd be great if the playoff was in a couple of days' time or a couple of weeks' time, we can ride the momentum. And I totally understand that logic. But I'm also just so happy that we can just revel in it for another 4 or 5 months and theorise. It's like we were in a World Cup draw, even though we're not even at the tournament yet. And we can still plan to go to Mexico in a couple of months' time.
Like, we get to dream, and we kind of, like, even the conversations that I find myself listening to and even taking part in over this last couple of weeks, like, it's kind of like these two games are not even, you know, they're not even relevant that we're going to go and do it. Like, and I am totally against all that. Like, you know, especially when the English football team are going well, you know, they like to get in the hype train. But this hype train is kind of seen the station and just kind of zoom by it. So I don't know. Like, are we getting too far ahead of ourselves by planning for Mexico?
That's a good question, actually. Yeah. Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves? Because I have a very strong opinion on it, but I'll leave that to the last.
And if you want to hear that episode back in full, you can do so in your OTB football podcast stream now, or you can catch it on YouTube for free. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.